I'm Florence Schwein with today's Desert Diary. We have a wealth of information on current evolution, such things as increasing resistance to antibiotics and pesticides, or rapid changes in populations of vertebrates as environments change, are now old news. Fossil evidence, of course, shows vast higher-level change through geologic time. But there are patterns within the last 50,000 years where it is difficult to differentiate between migration and evolution. Many vertebrates who survive today in our Chihuahuan Desert region show differences from regional fossils of the same species that date from the last ice age. Commonly, these differences are in size and size-related features. The modern species often differ in size geographically, individuals in the north, for example, being larger or smaller than those farther south. The problem arises when we see fossils different from current inhabitants, but similar to those far away. Did the fossil populations come to resemble today's distant populations by adapting to similar conditions? Or did conditions similar to those enjoyed by today's distant populations allow migration into the Southwest? As scientists so often end up their reports, more data are needed. I'm Florence Schwein.